Sitting here in the parking lot. It's hot. Parking lot of Sip and Stir Coffee House in Dallas in Uptown. Adjacent to a North Dallas high school, it looks like. If you don't know what this is Talking Tough, where I share my actual thoughts. An open diary, digital diary, if you will, to prompt you and promote you to do the same. I believe that it's essential in this life to have moments of pause, self-reflection, introspection, to look inside, look inward, to understand, why do I feel like this? Why do the emotions just rage out of my body right now? Why is this happening? To stare at your life. It's important to have moments like this to know why you've been acting the way you have. Anyways, I'm in the car, and this week has been a great week. I've been able to carve out time to write and read like I always do, but for this, I'm preparing for a keynote speech. I'm doing this speech on the 7th in Lubbock, and so just about 2 weeks away from the speech, and for me, I'm compiling all my life stories, and I've done keynote speeches before and workshops and different things on leadership, mental health. And for this one, I want to do something different. I want to be able to tell my story, but in a way that, I don't know, this is why I'm doing this right now. I'm thinking it through. I believe that this is also a tactic I try to use, is whenever I write, I speak it out first and then I write, to really dump out everything that I think in my head. But for this, if I'm thinking about the audience, it's a leadership group in Lubbock called Impact Makers. And if I'm speaking to a leadership group that wants to make an impact, I have to be real. Because for me in my life, they're true impact makers. Whether it's my mom, my dad, my coaches, or the people that I've idolized. We're not idolized, but I look at and I respect them. I know them. And I say that because knowing them, it takes a level of vulnerability that many quote unquote, air quotes, duh, if you will, leaders don't show. You can't be an impact maker. You can't be a leader if you just show brute force and bark orders. It's not leadership. That's not impact. That's not servant leadership. I've said this before on this podcast, but there's a difference between management and leadership. Management, you bark orders. You say, do this, boy, do boy, do boy, do boy. And the people that's under you are just looking at you like, I don't feel inspired by you. You don't teach and preach a big vision. You have no vision yourself. You just do the status quo. Leaders are rule breakers. And not just rule breakers of, oh, they're defiant. No, leaders see the world differently. Leaders see a way that you can get ahead and bring everybody ahead, a way that everybody else is not doing. Leaders see it differently. Leaders are open and honest when they don't know. Leaders have confidence in saying, I'm confident enough to say I don't have all the answers. That's why y'all here. Y'all are brilliant, beautiful minds too. Leaders are transparent. Leaders are passionate. Leaders are unapologetically themselves. And this is really helping me zero in on where I want to speak and where I want to go with my talk. I want to speak on resilience because I know that resilience is something all successful people have, whether it's monetary success, family success. It's something that is a constant. When I think of resilience, I think of flexibility, being able to bounce back, being able to respond and not react to the things that's happening against you and around you and in your life, being able to use what you went through as fuel for what you want, being able to look at the thoughts that you have in your head for what they are, thoughts, and that they're not you. Being able to separate you from the voice in your head. That's a strong, resilient mind. A resilient mind that says, I am not the nonsense of the day that you're trying to tell me today. Resilient mind says, I am not what I do. A resilient mind says, I am valuable because I am here. I have intrinsic value because I'm placed on earth. The Creator God thought I was necessary. I'm here because I'm necessary. God had something to do through me, through you listening. God had something to do through you. That's why you're here. And the voice in our head tries to distract us and shape us to a different path of seeing our life or a different lens of seeing our life. We look at our experiences, the things that happen in our life through a wrong lens because of the environment that we're in. A resilient mind rises above the environment that they're in. A resilient mind is adamant about facing that fight every single day. It's a fight. It's a fight because you're a light. You're a light placed on earth to shine bright. And a resilient mind fights that to showcase that light every single day. And so I'm thinking about these things, and I'm thinking about my stories, and I'm almost collecting stories and going deeper. A lot of times I give anecdotes and almost tell how my story is. And I want to get better at storytelling in life in general, because you become more charismatic. I think I am, as it is. But a lot of times, even with you, you can tell somebody a story of something that happened in your life, but you don't show them what happened in your life. You're almost doing it only in chronological order, trying to just, okay, and this happened, and this happened, and this happened. Norris, what about the way you felt? How did you feel? What did you see? I try to utilize the five senses. Oh, I saw that, and I tasted that. It tasted scrumptious. Obviously not all that, but I try to showcase my feeling. And I've been just going back, and it's so interesting, man. I've been not sensitive, but I've been emotional, because there's certain words that even I heard like 2 days ago, make your life count, make my life count. I teared up when somebody said that. I don't know why. And I wrote about it, make my life count. And there was something else that I also dropped one to. And today when I was in a coffee shop and I'm listening over to some voice memos that I took back in the day, and I'm just like, man, a resilient mind. What are the ways that you can build your mind up to be elastic, to stretch, to be resilient? What is the ways that you can look at your situation, your current circumstance, from an outside perspective? What is the way that you can know that you can grow from where you are now? It's never in what you lost. It's always in what you left, or what you have left. Obviously, you can tell I ain't perfect. I ain't doing that again. It's always in what you have left. A resilient mind. You must know that you can do whatever you set your mind to. But the first step is to set. Set your mind on winning. On winning in your life. On winning in your relationships. On winning in your career. On winning in your friendships. On winning, period. Set your mind on what you want. On that goal. Set your gaze on a goal. And never stop staring at that goal. No matter what comes against you. The reality of your life is this. You are always going to be in a constant battle 24/7 in your head. So how can you take control of your head? This life is a fight. I am a believer. I believe God. God said God is not the ruler of this world. So if you know you were crafted by a creator and you are not in the place that he's the ruler of, How do you take your place and take your stance and saying, I'm not letting the outside world dictate how I live my life and how I look at my life and how I look at me in my life? Bye.